Here's the translation of the text into English. Gold prices fall from record highs with rate cuts, payrolls in focus. Oil prices dip on OPEC plus hike speculation. U.S. inventories seen rising. Guyana's ruling party PPP has hearty lead in general election vote tally. California lawmakers vote to allow sale of higher ethanol fuel. Oil prices drop as OPEC plus weighs another output hike. U.S. oil futures dip after API inventory shows unexpected build in crude stocks. ConocoPhillips says it will cut workforce by 20-25%. Shares fall. U.S. nuclear safety regulators say their jobs could be at risk under Trump. U.S. tells countries to reject UN ship fuel emissions deal or face tariffs, sources say. Jefferies sees GST cuts to spur India's consumer demand. Insurers face margin test. ExxonMobil considers sale of European chemical plants. FT reports Lloyds Banking Group to put 3,000 low performers at risk of dismissal, report. ArcelorMittal talks to sell South African unit stall over valuation, report. ExxonMobil explores sale of European chemical plants amid industry challenges, report. Tesla says robotaxi app open to public users. Trump says U.S. may have to unwind trade deals and will suffer greatly if it loses tariff case. Spring Valley Acquisition 3 prices $200 million IPO at $10 per unit. Chinese investment doubles in Brazil, jumping to number 3 destination. BYD shares fall on report of 16% cut to 2025 sales outlook. UK new car registrations fall 2% in August. Electric vehicles gain share. Australia goods trade surplus widens to a $7.3 billion in July. Australia trade balance hits 1.5-year high in July on export strength. Weak commercial aircraft bookings weigh on U.S. factory orders in July. Canada's budget will focus on austerity and investment, says PM Carney. Irish corporate tax growth slows sharply after August dip. U.S. job openings decrease to 7.181 million in July. Survey shows JOLTS job openings fall short of expectations, indicating a slowdown in U.S. job market. Asia markets perk up as Fed comments, jobs data point to rate cuts. Trump commits to pursuing Russia-Ukraine peace, CBS News reports. Dollar drifts as cracks in U.S. labor market spur rate cut bets. China's home prices to fall less than previously expected, but market still weak, Reuters poll. Morning bid. Relief as Japan debt auction sails through. Sberbank says Russian economy is stagnating, warns of recession if rates stay high. White House drops World Trade Organization from list of funding cuts. U.S. African Union attends second oversight committee meeting for Congo-Rwanda peace deal. NASDAQ S&P 500 end higher with Alphabet, Apple rate cut hopes, Dow dips. Treasury queries Brazilian banks over sanctions. Source says AlphaTon Capital raises $100 million to build Ton Digital Asset Treasury. BitMEX and TradingView announce trading campaign, offering $100,000 USDT in rewards and more. Bitcoin adoption on Sui accelerates as Threshold Network and Sui launch phase 2 of TBTC integration. YY Group plans stablecoin payments for gig worker platform. Vake revives crypto strategy to monetize historic landmarks. Bitcoin price today, little changed at 111.5K amid caution over US rates, tariffs. AlphaTon Capital raises $73 million to build Ton token treasury. EOS falls 10% in sell-off. Cartesian launches first outsourced middle back office offering for digital asset funds. CyberFolks Q2 2025 presentation highlights record revenue amid strategic acquisitions. Anfjord Salmon Q2 2025 slides. NenOK 1.50 Braze Dasmult release approaches Bruker prices $600 million convertible preferred stock offering. Customers Bancorp prices $150 million common stock offering at $68.50. Concentrix acquires Say Digital to expand APAC technology capabilities. Southwest prices secondary offering of Centurish shares at 1960s. Southwest Gas to sell 27.3 million shares of Centura common stock, Kathy Woods Arquette. Fajusts, portfolio, sells Roku stock, buys CRISPR and Intellia.